Yeah, very disappointing, Oisin. And, you know, we came through, I mean, a couple of hard battles against Tyrone and Armagh. You know, we felt the team was ready for the match against Derry yesterday, but we just didn't perform on the day. And, you know, it's very difficult to take, to be quite honest.
Yeah. How hard is it to pinpoint what went wrong yesterday, Declan?
Difficult to say, you know, people talk about complacency, but no, we try to guard them against complacency as much as possible. And, you know, we felt the training, even though it was a bit disjointed with the leaving certain stuff taking place, we had them back in maybe for about 8 days prior to the whole squad, prior to the Derry game. And yeah, it was difficult. You know, Derry, when that Derry set out fairly defensively, we knew they were going to do that. Listen, we knew Conor Glass was a danger man, but listen, at the end of the day, me and Conor Glass was the difference between the team. Derry played to me with more intensity, and you know, at the end of the day, you have to say that they served their victory, even though we could have got a result at the end of.
Yeah, for big periods of the game as well, Declan, you struggled around the middle of the field, and Jack Doherty, and in particular, young Kearney, the number 8 for Derry, was winning a lot of ball and causing his problems.
Yeah, there's one area where we had a lot of big men in around that area. When you look at it, like Jason McGee, Micheál Carroll, Michael Langan, and Rory Carr was coming in for kickers and again. But, I mean, our kickers didn't work. You know, Derry won a lot of ball. Kearney was very good in that area, and Conor Glass was an influence right throughout the game. And, you know, from our point of view, that's very, very disappointing, actually, to be quite honest. And just a difficult defeat to take.
Yeah, and young Conor Doherty had a penalty towards the end, and there was a huge amount of pressure on the young fella to take that penalty. And if we're on the back of the net, Declan, you would have come out of it with the victory. But if you look at the stats and the overall performance, Derry outscored Donegal all across the pitch, and Derry would have edged it.
Well, listen, yeah, we didn't perform well, no doubt about it. I mean, you know, the penalty came at a time. We had also a goal chance prior to that. And, you know, basically only in the last maybe 10, 12 minutes did we lift the tempo. And, you know, the penalty is one of these things. It's there. The match was to be won, and there's nobody blaming Conor Doherty. I mean, we could all go back to maybe Michael Murphy in the under-21 final a number of years ago, too, and a very disappointing end for that game. And, you know, we know where Michael Murphy has gone. Conor Doherty's a very, very good player, and Conor Doherty will go on to play inter-county football again. But it's disappointing at the minute. It's disappointing for all those young lads that put in a huge amount of time over the last, especially the last 6 months, and, you know, a disappointing way to end the season.
Do you think other things didn't go your way yesterday during the game?
Well, listen, you know, Derry set their game plan out, which, I mean, natural enough, we had beaten them well in the league in both, so they were going to have, we knew it was going to be a fairly negative game plan, and we knew that they were going to try and stop the play as much as they could to stop our intensity. And listen, they got away with it. I mean, every kick out was sending up to a minute for the keeper to get the ball back out and kick the ball out. And, you know, the referee, to me, was very, very inexperienced, and an experienced official would not have allowed that to happen. The keeper would have picked up a yellow card early on in the game, and he would have to go fairly quick. What his kick out? Conor Glass, as I say, controlled the game, but also, you know, he took time out to go on the deck a number of times, slow the game down. And, I mean, you have to hand it to Derry. Derry got their game plan right, but a more experienced official would not have allowed that to happen. I would have to say the referee was out of his depth, to be quite honest. We're not blaming the referee for losing the match, but I mean, that was part of the way the game turned out, and, you know, it was disappointing, to be quite honest.
I suppose we can talk about it now, Declan. During this championship, your Donegal team were tagged as favourites, of course, for Ulster, having walked through the Ulster minor league. And they were also being tagged as potential All-Ireland winners. Now, with those tags on the young shoulders of the young men that you have, was that at all a factor in anything that went on over the course of the last couple of weeks, Declan?
Well, I would say not. We do an awful lot of work on that type of thing. I mean, we had been tagged as favourites from early days, and you know, it was similar to last year's run through. But you know, no, we did feel like the preparations had gone okay. Yeah, there was no problems there, and we just, I mean, a lot of our key players didn't perform on the day. You know, on any given day, maybe one or two may have off days, but yesterday it looked like maybe there were 7, 8, or 9 of our key players just didn't perform. And, you know, at the end of the day, when those players don't perform, you're not going to win a football match.
And you've had a number of those players for a few years, I think 6 in total from last year, and now they're going to move away from the minor setup and possibly be involved in under-21 and under, and the seniors as well. And despite having a disappointing day in Ulster, a lot of these players do have a very, very bright future with Donegal football, Declan.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, listen, sometimes you have the losing match to get there, and it's going to be a bitter pill to swallow for these young fellas, not just the players, but also the management team, and that invested a huge amount of time. But difficult, really difficult to take that yesterday. But hopefully a lot of these lads, these young lads, will come out stronger for that experience and will not want to experience another day like that in Clonus.
It was a disappointing day in Clonus, but you've enjoyed some great times with minor teams, Declan, and I'm just going to finish up by asking you now, what's going to be your next move? Will you look maybe for a third term at minor level, or will you decide to take a break?
Yeah, it's very, very difficult, to be quite honest. It's probably 24 hours after the match is not probably the right time to be making any decisions, but you know, it's very, very time consuming, and I'll definitely think over my next move. And at this stage, you know, football's it's just coming out, Clonus is one of those places, Oisín, that a defeat, I mean, I experienced it before. I was back in 1998 managing the Donegal senior team, and that was a bitter pill to swallow, a late defeat that day, and it's just one of those places that, you know, defeats are just very, very difficult to take. But listen, I don't know, I mean, I'll take time out for a while and see what the next move is. But, you know, I would like to thank the people that were involved with me over the last 2 years, especially the players that put in a huge amount of time, and the backroom team. And also a big thank you to Alexis Sean Dunyan and Kieran Kelly on the county board, who've been very, very good and helped us along the way. Listen, it's a disappointing time for the minors. We look forward now to the seniors in a couple of weeks' time. Let's hope they can add an Ulster title back-to-back.
Listen, Declan, thanks for taking the call today, Sunday, the day after that defeat, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you soon again.
Okay, thanks, Oisín.